She was a very sophisticated consumer of healthcare information, though she was not particularly versed in breast cancer per se. But what she appreciated perhaps more than most is that drugs have a lot of side effects. And even though she was in the pharma trade, she was someone who really was quite ambivalent about loading up on drugs to treat her cancer problem.
So I guess the issue on the table there is she's going to get hormonal therapy. And the question is, does she get chemo on top of that?
Absolutely. So, you know, in breast cancer medicine right now, we treat patients based on the biological features of their tumor. If the tumor is estrogen or progesterone receptor positive, then we get anti-estrogen therapies. If the tumor is HER2 positive, then they typically get trastuzumab or anti-HER2 therapy. And chemotherapy is a modality that sort of can be used in both ER positive and ER negative, HER2 positive and HER2 negative patients. But where increasingly we are thinking that in these ER positive cases, the benefits of chemotherapy might be less than we historically have imagined.
So what kind of went on in the discussions there, and what did you decide to do?
So my discussion with this patient was, I think, fairly typical for how I approach these early stage breast cancers, which is to say that one has to acknowledge that there are a wealth of data and that those data suggest patients need to consider chemotherapy. So canonical trials like NSABP B20, which was a randomized study of ER-positive, node-negative breast cancer patients who were given chemotherapy and tamoxifen or tamoxifen alone, demonstrated that adding chemotherapy to tamoxifen lowered the risk of recurrence and contributed to a small survival advantage. The risk of recurrence was lowered by about 4 or 5%. And so current U.S. guidelines from the NCCN panel, which I have the privilege of sitting on, suggest consideration of chemotherapy for women whose tumors are ER positive and greater than 1 centimeter.
And certainly we know from our patterns of care study that in general, at least before Oncotype, these patients almost always were getting chemotherapy.
That's right. And we've actually tracked that in the NCCN as well, which was that up until the late 1990s, these women rarely got chemo. When the NSABP B20 data were released, there was a big jump in the incidence of chemotherapy. And this is an enormously common problem because when you do lots of screening mammography, you find a lot of 1 to 2 centimeter node negative ER positive breast cancers.